This is Jake Leach for WHJE Sports Department. I'm with Sam Hipple of the Greyhound Wrestling Team. Sam is the 220-pound wrestler for the Greyhounds. Sam, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty well, thank you. So, Sam, this weekend is semi-state. You made the jump to 220 pounds this year. You wrestled 195 last year. How have you been able to be so successful in that transition to the heavier weight?
I think a lot of it has been going to the gym, just getting stronger. I've just been working out a lot. I don't think I'd be able to make it back down to 195 anymore, so that's when I just decided that, you know, I'd have to make the jump. So I just did as much as I can to transition as best as I could.
And last year, when you were wrestling 195, you lost to Warren Central's Tristan Tante in the state
semifinals.
Yeah. And how has that been able to motivate you this year as you're wrestling in that heavier weight class?
Well, that was a tough match. It was close, but I wasn't really expected to win that match. So I think actually the match after that is what motivated me more, because I was beating my kid like 8-2. I don't remember the score, but I was beating him pretty badly. And then I made a pretty bad mistake and ended up getting pinned. And that was a pretty terrible way to end my season. And so I've just been really motivated to keep working and to not let stuff like that happen, you know, as best as I can throughout the season.
Right. And last year, so you ended up with a fourth place finish in the 195-pound weight class. What are you expecting to get this year?
I don't know. I try not to focus on, like, what I try to, like, end up. I try to make it, like, think about it just one match at a time so I don't, you know, overlook anybody or kind of freak myself out. Like, oh, I got to get this far, you know what I mean? Like, I just try to take it one match at a time.
So focusing on semi-state this weekend at Newcastle, who's going to be the biggest challenge there for you?
Well, first I just got to get by my first two kids to, you know, make it so I can go to state. And then the kid after that I would have to wrestle if I win those two is ranked second right now. I think he's only got one loss in his high school career. So we're working on, you know, stuff like that, just working on how to beat him and stuff.
And preparing for the state round next weekend, obviously, I think your highest expectation would be to get first in that. When's the last time that a Greyhound wrestler has been a state champion individually?
I want to say maybe something like 2005. I don't know. I could be completely wrong.
So, I mean, how much of an accomplishment would that be for you and the program?
I think it would definitely help, like, teams down the road, you know, because once you get people winning, it's just easier to keep up that practice pace and people, like, know better how to prepare and stuff. And so I think it'd be really important for the program.
And speaking of practice pace, coming into nearing the end of the season, how has, like, the atmosphere in practice changed now that the tournament is coming to an end?
Well, practices are really short, but they're hard. And I think that helps a lot because we can just come in and just work really hard and just be done, so we don't have to, like, you know, stay for too long. And I think it's just good to help, like, our heads and stuff. Like, just, oh, it's just a short practice, so I'm just going to go as hard as I can so I can, you know, do what I need to prepare, but also not, you know, overdo it.
Yeah, and you've been putting in all this work for the whole wrestling season. What are some of your, like, keys for staying in shape, staying healthy, and...
I don't know, just going hard in the practice room. Always doing extra outside, like going to the gym and stuff, I think really helps a lot. You know, just eating decently. I think that's about it.
All right, well, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.
This has been Jake Leach for WHJE Sports. For more stories like this, tune in to 91.3 or go to WHJE.com.